With just 2 weeks to go before an election in Israel, tensions remain high between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Israel retaliated with a barrage of airstrikes after a Hamas rocket attack wounded 7 near Tel Aviv early yesterday. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu flew back to Israel after a brief meeting with President Trump. Here he is addressing the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee from Tel Aviv today.
Now, I'm just coming from a meeting with our chief of staff and our senior command. And I can tell you, we are prepared to do a lot more. We will do what is necessary to defend our people and to defend our state.
NPR Jerusalem correspondent Daniel Estrin is with us. Daniel, first, just give us some context here. Why this most recent fighting?
Well, I think you have to look at the bigger picture here, which is that there's a crisis in Gaza. The militant group Hamas took over Gaza 12 years ago, and Israel imposed a blockade on Gaza with Egypt's help. And the idea was to pressure Hamas and punish it so it would be impossible for Hamas to rule Gaza. So life has been miserable because of that for the 2 million Palestinians living in Gaza. People describe Gaza as an open-air prison. It's hard for Gazans to leave. Imports and exports are restricted. There's few hours of electricity a day. And in the last year, it's gotten a lot worse. Unemployment is very high. So people are miserable there. And Hamas has been under pressure to improve life in Gaza. And this month, we saw unprecedented protests in Gaza with Palestinians on the streets. And Hamas saw that as a threat and suppressed those protests. So I think now Hamas might be trying to direct focus on its fight with Israel. And I think the message here that Hamas is saying is, Israel, we can make your life hell. We can shoot rockets. Come to an agreement with us to help us make life a little bit better for Gaza and buy yourself some quiet.
And Netanyahu responded to the action by Hamas, as we said, with airstrikes in Gaza. How is the voting public, as we lead up to this election in just a couple of weeks, viewing Netanyahu's actions in Gaza?
Many Israelis think Netanyahu's approach is not working. Some accuse him of appeasing Hamas. In recent months, he has actually allowed hundreds of millions of dollars in cash supplied by Qatar to reach Hamas in Gaza, basically in exchange for quieting the protests on the Gaza border. And so Netanyahu's opponents have been accusing him of paying hush money to Hamas. And so as elections are approaching, Netanyahu is interested in telling Israelis, I'm tough on Gaza. He rushed home from Washington to meet with security officials today, and he's claiming that Israel is ready to strike Hamas forcefully, and it already has.
Now, before this most recent violence, one of the big stories when it comes to the Israeli election was all of the bribery and corruption scandals that have been swirling around Benjamin Netanyahu. Remind us what he is accused of doing and where we stand with all of that.
Right. Well, after many months of a police investigation, the attorney general in Israel announced he's considering criminal charges against Netanyahu in a couple of cases, and they all have to do with Netanyahu's dealings with businessmen and allegedly his attempts to enter deals with businessmen in exchange for positive coverage in newspapers and media sites. Now, Netanyahu is claiming innocence. He says he'll fight the charges while still remaining in power. And the question here is if Israelis, when they go to the polls, will decide that he is fit to stay in office despite those allegations.
And is there a real chance that he would not be seen as fit or that he would lose power in this election?
He is neck and neck with his centrist challenger, but there is a good chance that he'll be elected again.
Now, Netanyahu was just in the United States, and before that, President Trump stepped in and said the U.S. will recognize Israeli control of the Golan Heights, which has been disputed for many decades. What is the latest on that, and how much did that change the dynamics leading into the election?
Well, I think Netanyahu is trying to highlight that as a major achievement, and he's trying to convince Israelis this decision by President Trump on the Golan is thanks to his close relationship with President Trump. Vote me back in office. I'll keep those achievements coming. And it's interesting that reporters traveling with Netanyahu are quoting a senior Israeli official, and we can only assume it was Netanyahu himself, telling them that with this Golan decision, Trump had set a precedent that A country may hold on to territory captured as the result of a war of self-defense. The Golan was captured in the 1967 Six-Day War. So that is music to the ears of many Israeli voters, because what's important for many people in Israel is the West Bank, which was also captured in that same 1967 war. And I think many Israelis are hoping that if Netanyahu is in office, Trump will eventually recognize Israeli rule over the West Bank.
That is NPR Jerusalem correspondent Daniel Estrin. Daniel, thank you.
Thank you very much.